Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. United Airlines is moving forward with a planned 5% pay raise for its pilots in a show of good faith after the pilots' union rejected a new contract. The pilots had been set to get a pay hike in May under an earlier agreement. Bloomberg says its decision is based on strong financial results through September and a positive outlook through the rest of the year. Tensions are high between the airlines and pilots. Unions representing the four big carriers have been trying to reach agreements with pilots with little success. Pilots rejected United's latest offer earlier this month. Delta pilots approved a strike authorization, and American pilots also voted down a deal. Wells Fargo plans to open a full-service branch in the One Chicago residential tower in River North. Grains reports the bank has signed a lease in the building on Chicago Avenue near State. The branch is set to open late next year. Wells Fargo is the nation's fourth largest bank. It has seven locations in Chicago, but not a full branch. It has been focusing mostly on commercial banking and wealth management. It's unclear how the branch opening will impact the bank's retail strategy. I'm Steve Grithanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.